Well, tributes are flowing for Joe Mason, who has passed away in Whakatane after quite a long illness. He obviously, too, was involved in tribal politics, but he's a long-time educator as well. I've asked Hardair Williams himself, a long-time educator, if he might join us to just reflect on Joe's contribution and style, and their paths have crisscrossed numerous times over the years. It's always great to have Hardair join us. Kia ora. It's a sad passing, but we know that his whānau would be very proud of his contribution, and so people are also respectfully acknowledging the lives that he touched during his life. You two go back some ways, I guess.
Yes, we do. But first of all, haere te rangatira takahi ati te whare I o ngā rangatira nā rātou I waihoe. Kia tāu, kia whai atu I te māramatanga, I te ngā huarahi o te ora, me te ora na tahitanga ki te tangata. Haere, Joe, you're a man of many talents, but it's your humility, I think, that shines out your leadership of Ngāti Awa in land development schemes and progress in the modern world. But the two that I associate very closely with Joe, he was known as Uncle Joe all over the place, was really with, firstly, as a school teacher, and he was his work with Mātauranga, you know, well ahead of the development of te reo within classrooms and tikanga and a treaty agenda. And secondly, with my role with the 1990 Commission, I was there as the senior executive of the 1990 Commission that built 21 waka to commemorate 1990, the 150th anniversary of signing the Treaty of Waitangi. Now, his role alongside Hek Busby and Ngāti Awa and Te Tai Tokerau and other tribal groups in New Zealand really came together as a unified group to build 21 waka. 19 of those were waka taua, fully carved waka, and the rest of them were waka of peace. They were made of raupo, thatched raupo that sailed down the rivers in the Chatham Islands and the South Island. So he had a very instrumental role in marking the 190th year of the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi.
You touched on his humility as part of the hallmark of his style. These are old school traits that our tribal leaders carried. I'm not saying that they're all but forgotten, but sometimes now things can get a lot more heated than they did in yesteryear. What would you say of that style of negotiation and kōrero around the table?
He was one of the people who approached me when I started teaching alongside Sir James Henare and Sir Graham Latimer. Said, you know, the future of our people is in the hands of school teachers. You guys are in there. Go for it. Become school principals and dictate the terms of the curriculum in our schools. And he wanted a line on Ngāti Awa history within the curriculum. This was way back in the 1970s. So that the two decades between 1968 and 1988 were the decades of dramatic change in New Zealand. And he was one of those people, but his driving force, I think, his attribute, his main kaupapa was his humility. It was humility that won him a place, a voice to be heard within the education system in New Zealand. But alongside other people he brought aboard with him, like Whata Winiata and Ranginui Walker. You know, these are great names in educational change that really evolved a revolution in New Zealand education, a revolution in treaty education, a revolution in tikanga. And now we're feeling the impact of a revolution right across New Zealand in terms of te reo and tikanga.
These are wonderful memories. I thank you for sharing them with us, Hardair. So we shouldn't be surprised that he was an early champion and one of the founding voices to establish Whare Wānanga or Awarui Arangi, which, as we know, holds Mātauranga Māori in such high esteem, and many have come along for the ride as a result of the establishment of that learning environment and the way it prioritises cultural histories and whakaaro. What would you say of Joe's contribution to its establishment?
I think that sums it all up, Dale. And the variety of his work is really, I think, the direction we are, the vision we're heading for now. And I see rangatahi, Māori especially, rangatahi women, rangatahi intellectually adept in the two cultures of our nation, English and Māori. So these are Pākehā and Māori and other international groups coming aboard to make New Zealand the most livable small democracy on the planet.